Respected friends and elders, if a person has a ma'rifat and recognition of somebody, and he knows that the person is powerful, then the person will not do anything against his wish and desire. He knows that if I do something against his wish or desire, this person is going to kill me, or this person is going to take me to account. If a person has ma'rifat and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful, and Allah's might and Allah's power, there is no limit to it. When a person commits sin and he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is as though this person is indirectly challenging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah, you have made something haram, I'm going to make it halal, na'uz billahi min zalik. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. When we commit sin, we are fighting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indirectly. We are not saying, but practically we are saying this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has made ghibat and backbiting haram. And when we backbite, we are saying that Allah, I am going to make this in halal, na'uzu billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made speaking lies haram. So we should abstain from these things. When a person does not have the recognition and ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then person does what he does, he sins. When person has the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will never disobey Allah. Why? Because he knows that Allah is all powerful, Allah's might and Allah's qudrat has no limit, and Allah ta'ala can take me to account whenever he wants. Hazrat Maulana Rumi rahmatullah alayh has given one story of Sultan Mahmud Ghazni rahmatullah alayh, just to illustrate that the person who has recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this worldly life, then this person will be able to fulfill the command and the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now a person might ask that, how do we recognize Allah? How do we have love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He says that we cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that, I will give you answer to your question, that there is a lot of things in this worldly life the person cannot see, yet he believes the existence of those things. For example, when a person is happy, he says that today, I am very happy today. So personally, can he see happiness? He cannot see happiness. There is no physical form of happiness. Yet he believes the happiness, the existence of happiness. How come? Because he can feel the happiness inside him. Sometimes person is sad, he said that today I am very sad, yet he cannot see sadness, there is no physical form of sadness, yet he believes in sadness. Why? Because he can feel, he can perceive the sadness upon himself. A person, he cannot see his life, he cannot see his soul, yet this person, he believes in life. How? When somebody comes and attacks the person, he wants to kill him, then this person, in order to save his life, he will sacrifice his life in order to protect his life. Yet he cannot see life. He cannot see life. Yet he believes in life. So there are so many other things that we cannot see, air. Yet we believe in air. How? When we see the leaves of tree are moving back and forth, from there we can come to this conclusion, the air exists, there's air, there's wind. Respected friends and elders, there are so many signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has scattered throughout the world, through which a person can deduce and come to this conclusion that there is some creator behind this thing. This entire universe hasn't come into existence on its own. There's a creator for this universe. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is unseen. We cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet we have to believe. أَلَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. These people who brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they brought iman in the unseen. This is our iman, this is our faith. We believe in the unseen. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests Himself, then there will be no kafir in this world. Every person will believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala has, you know, concealed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has now revealed Himself. So there the people, they bring iman in unseen. The people bring iman in the faith of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bringing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But anyway, Sultan Mahmud rahmatullah alayhi, he was walking one day and he took off his royal clothes, and he had ordinary clothes on him. So he came upon a group of thieves who were talking among themselves. When they saw this person, they asked him that, "Who are you?" So the king replied, "I am also like yourself." So they thought maybe he is also a thief. So they allowed him to join the conversation. So they were discussing that how are we going to go into this royal palace, and how are we going to loot that treasure from the royal palace. So they were discussing, and there were like five people. So each one was, they were saying that let us discuss and explain our special skills that we have, so that we can utilize their special skill in order to loot the treasure from the royal palace. So the first thief, he said, "The friends, I have this special gift in my ears, that whenever a dog barks, I can fully understand what he's saying." Second thief, he said that, "I have this special gift in my eyes, that whenever I see somebody in the darkness of night, I can recognize the person in the light of day." So third person, he said, "I have this special quality in my arm, that through the strength in my arm, I can make a hole in the strongest of wall." And the fourth person, he said, "I have this special gift in my nose, that I can smell the sand, and thereby I can come to this conclusion whether there is a treasure buried underneath or not." And the fifth one, he says that, "I have strength in my hand, and I can climb the highest building." So all of them, they turned toward the king, and they say, "The king, not king, they say, "Oh man, what kind of special quality do you have, so that it might, you know, help us in our job?" So the king, he said, "I have this special quality in my beard, that when criminals are handed over to the executioner, I just have to shake my beard and immediately they are set free." The people are saying, "Wow, this guy is our leader. His quality outshines all other qualities. His quality is very, very essential for us, and it will be like a means of salvation for us." So they all went to the direction of the palace, not knowing that the king is with them. Along the way, a dog was barking, and the person who understood dog's language, he said, "The king is in your midst. The king is with you." He heard this voice, but he did not pay any attention, because greed was overpowering them. When greed overpowers a person, their respective friends and elders, the haqq which has come in front of us, the person will now be able to accept the haqq. As they are going, the person who could smell, he smelled that the royal palace is coming now, and in the royal palace, in certain place, the treasure is buried. The other person, he throws the rope ladder against the wall and climbs the wall. The other person, he made a hole in the wall, and they all entered the royal palace. They went to the place of the treasure, they threw the treasure, they distributed the treasure among themselves, not realizing the king is with them. Now the king, he's watching, and he noted down the description of each and every person and where they lived. He left, and secretly he went back to the royal palace. Now the following day, the king told the policemen that, "Go to certain and certain place and go and arrest such and such a man." The police went and they brought them back, hand tied up in front of the king. Each and every thief was trembling out of fear, except for that thief who had the ability that whoever he sees in the darkness of night, he could recognize him during the day. You could see fear of hope on his face. There were signs of fear and hope on his face. He recognized there was a king. And the king, he told the executioner that take all of these people and behead them. No witness required, because king himself was witness to their crime. So there was no witness necessary. So when they went there, that a person who recognized the king, he said, "Sir, if you give me permission, I would like to say something." He said, "Yeah, go ahead. What do you want to say?" He said, "Oh, Master, each one of us, we have, you know, exhibited our special gift and talent in this crime, except you. You did not exhibit your special talent, and I have recognized you. Remember, you promised in your beard there is speciality that if you cause it to move in mercy, the criminals will be saved from the punishment. O king, shake your beard, so that through the blessing of your grace, all of us may be saved from the punishment. Because our speciality and our skills have brought us to the gallows, and they did not benefit us. Now it is your time to show your special quality of, you know, your beard." When Sultan Mahmud, he heard this, he smiled. And his heart got filled with mercy and grace. He said that each one of you have exhibited his special quality to such an extent that it has brought you to the edge of destruction, except in the case of this person. He recognized me as Sultan. He saw me in the darkness of night and he has recognized me. Hence, this person, he has recognized me, is because of him I am forgiving all of you. My Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh used to mention, respected friends and elder, when a person is committing a sin, the true King of Kings is with him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of what he does. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ. And he is with you wherever you are. When a person commits any disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is actually committing treachery against him. He's actually, what he is doing, he's disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think for a moment that who are you we are robbing? That king and master, he is telling us that I was watching you when you were committing the sin. It's a different thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not take to task the sinners immediately. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's a quality of Allah, and that is Hilm. Allah is Haleem, and Haleem is that being who does not take revenge immediately. Allah Ta'ala gives respite. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gives muhlat to the banda, that perhaps this banda will return to me and leave disobedience. So any person, whichever qualities and special skills the person has, if those qualities and those special skills are not used in recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are not used in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are not used in leaving disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those special qualities and those special skills, our respective friends and elder, are not virtue skills. Those will be a means of destruction for us in the hereafter. Only that quality of that thief, which who
He recognized the king at the darkness of night. He saw the king and he recognized him. So my Shaykh Rahmatullah used to mention that those people who have recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the darkness of this worldly life, these people, they will be saved from the torment of hereafter, from the azab of hereafter. And they will be the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them this special privilege that they will intercede on behalf of the sinners. They will intercede on behalf of the sinners and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept their intercession. So any special quality that is inside us, it must be so that we may recognize Allah, who Allah is, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, respected friends and elders. The banda who does not know the objective of coming in this worldly life, this person is just like an animal. Animal doesn't have any objective in life. What's the difference between him and animal? The kuffar, they have no objective in life. They say you only get one life once, live as you want. It's your life, your choice. No, Islam is not that way. Life is not my life. My life is Allah's amanat, Allah's gift. Allah has given this life to me so that I may spend my life according to the law and the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that Allah, in lieu of their struggle and sacrifice, Allah will bless me with the everlasting, you know, garden of Jannah. Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minina anfusahu amwalahum bi anna lahumul jannah. Allah has purchased us in lieu of Jannah. So respected friends and elders, let us leave sin in this month of Ramadan. Make this firm determination. Have this willpower inside us. Allah has given us this willpower. Each and every person can leave sin. He can save out his eye. He can leave backbiting. He can, you know, come into the path of sunnah. Allah has given us the tawfiq. Allah has given us the ability. Each and every person has the ability to leave sin. It's a different thing that we don't utilize the ability. We have love for ourselves more than love. We have love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When somebody attacks us, a robber, you know, a thief, or somebody attacks us, how we, you know, try our utmost best in to protect our life. Why? Because we have love for our life. The day Allah becomes more beloved to us than our own life, then we will not hesitate to break our haram desires, to even sacrifice our life in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are very fortunate people who can understand these things. People are fulfilling all their desires, whether halal or haram desire. They are not taking into consideration that what is the law of Allah, in which action Allah becomes happy, in which action Allah becomes displeased. So this we need to understand. Leave sins, whichever sin we are involved in, whether it's backbiting, speaking lies, you know, gambling, going to prostitute centers, we are not fasting in the month of Ramadan. Make effort, respected friends and elders. Make an effort. Use the himmat and courage Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us His love. You know, when a person has love for Allah, then everything becomes easy. There's no love, then even the small hukam, the small command, it becomes like a mountain for us. And a person who has a love of Allah in his heart, then for him mountain is like nothing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a true understanding and give us the love and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make his love and his muhabbat, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make his love and muhabbat more dear to us than our own self and our family members. And in a person, when he is thirsty, he is intensely thirsty, that time how a person likes to drink the water, the cold water. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us his love more than that. Sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi wa rahmatika ya rahmar rahimin.